Hey, there you are. Yeah, I know I'm late. I had to ask the professor a couple questions about the midterm. No, what you mean is you didn't complain yet. Come on, who are you kidding? I sit next to you in class. I know how you are. Okay, sure. No, you're right. You're a martyr for your cause. You didn't start without me, did you? Good. I brought my notes from the last couple months. I thought it would help. You brought yours too? Huh. No, that's great. Really great. Nothing. Let's just study. I'm sure your notes are amazing. They would be absolutely perfect if anyone could read them. Well, here, let me see. Look at this. Come on, is this English? This looks like fucking Wingdings, and hey, I'm sorry, but I didn't bring my Rosetta Stone. Did you seriously shush me? I know we're supposed to keep it down, but what's the librarian gonna do? Spank me? Okay, fine. I'm sorry that your terrible handwriting sends me into a rage. It's primal. I can't help it. Why don't we just move to one of the study rooms then? There. Now we can study, and you can stop pissing your pants over the big bad book lady. Okay, so do you want to start at invertebrates? I know it's not the first thing we covered, but Professor Connolly said it was going to be a lot more important than the other stuff. Great. And that's page 58 then. Do you want to use my notes, or are we going to bring a translator in for your chicken scratch? Okay, I'm sorry. I'll shut up. Sensitive. Why did I ask you to study with me? Well, not for your notes, just, I don't know. I think studying with someone is a better way to keep me focused, you know? Hold my interest. Not that I'm interested in you, so don't get your hopes up or anything. Biology is just my personal Ambien. If I don't have someone around to keep me awake, it's lights out. And my GPA is already on life support, so. Really? Well, if I'm such a pain in the ass, why did you agree to it, I mean, you're killing it in that class. You don't really need my help to ace the midterm, nerd. This is just for a grade, right? I mean, I know this is a study date, but it's not a date, right? No, I don't want it to be a date. What the hell, you psycho? Do I look like I'm dressed for that? I'm wearing fucking sweats. No, not fucking sweats, just sweats. You perv. Oh, shit. Librarian's glaring at us. Just smile and wave. Hi. Sorry about that. We'll be quiet. Will you keep it down? You're going to get us kicked out. It's not my fault. You're the one who had to be all Rule 34 about my clothes. Let's just study, okay? That's what we came for. What I came for, at least. So, page 58. Let's start with the history, yeah? All right, so starting points are the earliest fossils were around 670 million years ago. Okay, 665, whatever. And they were sponges, right? Interpreted as sponges. Same difference. No, I don't think we need to know that. I mean, yeah, found in Australia and stuff, but that's not really important. Okay, yeah, other places too, but... Oh my God, are you going to do this for everything I say? You don't have to be so... particular. It's multiple choice to me. It's not like a question is going to say, what were the earliest invertebrate fossils? And the choices are going to be between sponges and interpreted as sponges. You're not just being specific, you're being pedantic. Have you ever studied with someone before? I find that hard to believe, considering you're still alive. No, if you studied with other people on a regular basis, you'd have been off years ago. I'm the annoying one. Oh, please. You think just because you're cute, you can get away with this crap? No, I don't think you're cute. I just mean, you have one of those faces, you know, like one of those stupid dogs that looks like a teddy bear or something. You just want to squish its face down into a little pulp. Well, I don't mean literally. Jeez, I'm not a monster. I'm just saying that you're that adjective. No, I'm not saying it again. In the sense that an animal is, or a pair of shoes, or an old couple holding hands. Not in some other way, like, ugh. Why are we even talking about you? We need to focus on these stupid invertebrates. Great. And the librarian is glaring at us again. You know, if you're going to keep talking so loud, we're going to have to study somewhere else. I really don't want to deal with Lady Death over there staring icicles into me the whole time. I don't know. In the quad? It might be kind of cold, though, since it's late. We could always go back to my place. My roommate won't care. No. No! Back to my place to study. Oh my God. You know what I meant. You know what? Never mind. I take it back. You are hereby banned from the premises from tonight until the... I don't know. The inevitable heat death of the universe. That's how little I want you there. No. Nuh-uh. It's too late for that. I don't even need to be here, you know. I could just use my own notes and pound Red Bull all night. Fine, maybe I will. Yeah. I'm sorry, too. Not that you deserve it or anything. I think I'm just stressed about this stupid test, and you being an idiot isn't helping. What do you have to be stressed about? I know you're acing the class. I mean, you're an adult now. Tell them to shove it up their ass. Well, when you put it that way, I guess you do need them to pay your tuition. Still, you should say something. Or not. Hey, speaking of invertebrates, this textbook has a picture of you. See? A spineless worm. Okay. I'm sorry. I know it's not that easy. We're both assholes. They're happy. And it'll be fine. Anyway, why don't we try the common area at my dorm? It might be a little loud, but if you look on the bright side, that just means you will be quiet in comparison. Can you imagine you being the quiet one? No, I'm definitely the quieter one. Oh, 1,000%. It's not a math test, you dick. Besides, play your cards right, and I might even let you borrow my notes. Who knows? They might help you with your English midterm. I mean, you do need to know how to write it, don't you? I'm just glad we got out of there before you got us kicked out. Or worse. That lady looks like she's ready to snap and just mow down a line of students or something. You have to watch out for the quiet ones. So I guess that eliminates you, huh? Whatever you say. Oh, just the stars. They always make me feel so small in the scope of things, you know? It's kind of nice. Makes all my worries seem insignificant. And damn, it is cold out here. Global warming can't come fast enough. Your jacket. No, I'm... That's really nice. I don't need it, though. I said I didn't need it. God, don't you ever listen? Thank you. Jerk.